So you want to be an investor, you want to make a lot of money, but you're sitting on analysis paralysis. I hear it all the time, and I know how difficult it can be to overcome it. So that's what we're going to talk about on today's show, overcoming analysis paralysis. Now, making an investment can bring up a lot of questions and concerns, but there's a major difference between doing your own due diligence and then getting caught up in analysis paralysis. Due diligence is about collecting all of the right information to ensure that you're making a sound investment. Analysis paralysis, though, gets you into the weeds of asking totally irrelevant questions like, what material is in the kitchen backsplash? How many shutters are on the home? Is it good to ask questions? Of course it is. But you want to be asking the right questions, because when you're asking questions like, what color is the backsplash in the kitchen? What that tells me is you're not ready to be an investor. You're getting distracted by stuff that is utterly meaningless, and you're trying to talk yourself out of taking action. I know a thing or two about analysis paralysis because I've been there before. I can tell you from my experience, the root of analysis paralysis is fear. And that fear keeps you stuck in a loop where you're never satisfied. No matter how many answers to questions you get, you will never gain enough information to take action. Ever, ever, ever. If you find yourself sort of stuck in this cycle, here are some things that I want you to consider. Number one, have you ever considered what it's costing you to wait to take action on your goals? For example, how much are you losing every month in a savings account or a stock investment that is taking a dive? Like, are you invested in some Fortune 500 companies that are laying off tens of thousands of people? Okay, how much are you losing every day because of that? Or how much are you losing because your money is sitting in some garbage savings account making 0.001% return? It's awful. Now, when you consider this, the answer becomes more clear. You're losing a lot and you're wasting valuable time. Number two on my list, identify what criteria is important to you when you're investing. Is it that you want immediate cash flow, or is it a long-term investment to hand down to your family? Maybe you want an amazing tax shelter. That's what I want. I want an amazing tax shelter and a portfolio I can hand down to my family. I'm not terribly concerned with the cash flow right now. This is all important. These are all important things for you to consider when you lay out specific criteria for your portfolio. You can quickly assess an investment without getting caught up in minor details about a kitchen backsplash or a toilet, things that totally don't matter to the process. Number three, lead with confidence. Now, once you have clear numbers in your on your papers, you can see it, and you have clear criteria in front of you, you should be able to then confidently make a decision. When you have criteria in front of you, you can then take the emotions and fear out of the equation. Like when you sat down and you said, what do I want out of my investment? I want a tax shelter to make sure that I'm not paying too much in taxes. Maybe you're a doctor or you're a lawyer, so you make a lot in your day job. You need a way to offset that income. Well, real estate's the number one way to do that, right? So let's say you make a lot of money in surgery at the hospital. You're a surgeon. Great. You're going to pay a boatload in taxes, aren't you? Right. So you're not terribly concerned about the cash flow of the rental property. It'll be nice, but nice icing on the cake. But you really need a tax shelter. You're tired of paying like 35, 37% of your taxes to Uncle Sam. Buying real estate virtually eliminates that. You should be paying no taxes if you do it correctly, right? So maybe that's the most important thing to you. So that when you lay it out on paper, if you have all of the answers to those questions, you can run the numbers with your accountant and our team at Morris Invest. You'll be able to see, okay, I shouldn't be paying any taxes this year. This is how I can structure it. Great. So then why then are you letting other stupid questions flow into your brain, you know, that totally distract you? And those are the things that can totally derail you. Keep focused on your equation, take fear out of it and get it off the paper, right? Put it down on paper and you should be able to solve that question. Number four, think big picture. Here's one of my favorite strategies for getting over common investing roadblocks. I want you to imagine yourself 10 years from now, 10 years into your investing career with a large portfolio of investment properties. Would that more experienced version of you care about the paint color in the bathroom of one of your rental properties? Absolutely not. At the end of the day, 10 years from now, intelligent investing is about the big picture, building a net worth on your balance sheet. What does your overall net worth look like? Time in the market. Have I spent that 10 years in the market investing and making great returns, creating an amazing tax shelter and protecting my family? Or did I let sort of analysis paralysis get in the way and I sat back and didn't do anything? And then also, what about all the strong returns that I'm making over that 10 years? So I love that strategy. I said it to my mother-in-law recently. She owns a bunch of rental properties. She's an investor. And she said, you know, how do you overcome like fear of taking action on a particular property? And I told her, I said, I always picture myself, what do I want to look like? What does it look like for me to have 50 properties? Or if I'm talking to a new investor and they're worried about a paint color in the bathroom because they think that that might somehow affect their investment, I think, just play this game with me. Let's role play a little bit. I want you, John, to imagine that you have 50 rental properties. Okay. And most of them are cash flowing. Maybe you've got a tenant turnover in one or two of the properties. So it's vacant, right? And the property management company is moving and putting a new tenant in that property and you're rotating out of it. And hey, a tenant moved out after 5 years. Now you have to paint the bathroom, put in some new carpet. Like think as if you own 50 properties. 5, 10 years from now, are you going to care about the question you're asking me today about the paint color in the bathroom? Of course you're not. So you can sort of mentally picture yourself growing.
Your dog is going to love you for this. So we were talking about Nom Nom on our show the other day, and half of my team went online and just ordered Nom Nom for their dogs right away because they were tired of getting these like garbage foods for their dogs that like have filler in them. And one of our producers on our show, his dog is a little picky when it comes to eating, and ordered Nom Nom and absolutely loved it. Well, the reason that the dogs love it is because it's fresh food and every portion is personalized to your dog's needs. So you can bring out their best. And I'm going to tell you how you're going to get 50% off in just a moment. And I just want you to hang out on the website for a moment. And what I love is when you go through the signup process, it really wants to know about your dog. They don't care about you. They want to know about your dog. What's your dog's name? What's your dog's breed? How big is your dog? And you go through that whole process and then they're like, oh yeah. And then by the way, what's your name? Because they put the dogs first. That's the most important part. Who cares about us, right? We care about the dogs. So Nom Nom uses the latest science and insights to make real good food for their dogs. Nutrient-packed recipes are crafted by board-certified veterinary nutritionists, made fresh and shipped right to your door. Nom Nom's already delivered over 40 million meals to good dogs like yours, inspiring millions of clean bowls and wagging tails. I love my dog so much, and I want him to eat healthy, and with Nom, you get that. It comes with a money-back guarantee as well, so if your dog's tail isn't wagging, your dog for some reason doesn't like the fresh food, the fresh chicken and the potatoes and all of that deliciousness, you can get your money back within 30 days. Nom Nom will refund your first order. No fillers, no nonsense, just Nom Nom. Right now, for 50% off, your first no-risk two-week trial, you're going to go to TryNom, okay, it's TryNom, TryNom.com/investing, okay? Again, that's NOM.com/investing, trynom.com/investing to get 50% off. Again, trynom.com/investing. And by the way, the reason I say these URLs so many times is because when somebody mentions a URL, half the time I don't hear it. So I'm saying it three times so you'll never forget it. trynom.com/investing. Give it a try today.
So if you're facing analysis paralysis, I hope this helps a little bit. So we're all about due diligence. In fact, we insist upon it. We encourage you, visit the area, ask as many questions as you want, get an inspection, appraisal, et cetera. Look at the school district, you know, see the transportation, see what jobs are available, do your own crime data analysis, whatever it is. But at some point, there's a major difference between just asking questions and then just never, ever taking action on any of it. Because you'll constantly be asking more questions, more questions, more questions. And then 2 years will have gone by. This is what I refer to as analysis paralysis. Have you ever considered what it's costing you to wait to take action on your goals? How much are you losing every month on a savings account or a stock investment that is taking a dive? So these are all great questions, but please don't let analysis paralysis hold you back from taking action. Answer your questions, take action, and move forward to build wealth. I believe real estate is the number one way to build wealth. But what are your goals? See that real estate fits your goals. And if it does, take action. Thank you guys so much for joining us here on this video. If you have any questions or if you'd like to book a call with our team, we're happy to answer your questions. We're happy to help you over the analysis paralysis phase. Again, morrisinvest.com is the website. We'll have links below as well. We'll see you next time, everyone.